You're listening to SBS News.
It was nearly midnight when Michel Platini finally emerged from the French police's anti-corruption office. Mr. Platini had faced questioning all day and all night over his role in awarding the 2022 FIFA Men's World Cup to Qatar while he was president of UEFA.
Listen, it was long, but given the number of questions, it could only be long. They asked me questions on Euro 2016, the Russia World Cup, the Qatar World Cup, Paris Saint-Germain, FIFA, so lots and lots and lots of themes, so I replied to all of that.
Platini smiled after facing questions from reporters, despite an ongoing investigation into the controversial bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 FIFA Men's World Cups, which were awarded to Russia and Qatar. Platini has admitted to voting for Qatar, a surprising decision from a football point of view, given the extremely hot weather, lack of potential local fans, and the poor performance of Qatar's own national team. The vote came only 2 weeks after Platini attended a meeting hosted by then-French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Qatar's Crown Prince, now Emir, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Platini has long insisted the meeting did not influence his vote, and his lawyer William Bourdon says he has no case to answer.
Lots and lots of noise for nothing. Very long questioning. Michel Platini gave his testimony, replying in the most sincere and precise way possible to all the questions that were asked.
But questions surrounding the bidding process won't go away. Suggestions of bribery and corruption have long lingered, and both Platini and former FIFA president Sepp Blatter were banned in 2015 for financial misconduct in relation to a $3 million payment authorised by Blatter. For Platini, that suspension is due to expire in October. It's a fall from grace for the gifted former France international midfielder, who was named World Player of the Year 3 times in a row in his heyday in the 1980s. Australia was embroiled in the ugly bidding process too. A $46 million campaign yielded only one vote, and that was after Blatter told former Football Federation Australia executive Benita Mercedes that Australia never had a chance. Ms. Mercedes says that Australia pressed ahead with the campaign anyway.
I think once we're in it, it's probably pretty hard to pull out. And I think there was a view from some that, well, it didn't really matter what the FIFA president said, they were going to go ahead with the bid.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.